Welcome, guys, to the 2016 Hard Knocks Draft Preview Show. I'm your host, Bob Jr., filling in for Simi tonight. And I have two guys here that are going to talk about the picks and talk about the players. First, I got SDid22.
What's going on?
And then we got the controller abuser over here.
What's up, guys?
All right, guys, so we're going to start a new segment tonight. What we're going to do is we're going to go with our top – or they're going to go with their top fives. And talk about them a little bit, and then we're going to bust into a mock draft. So let's get the ball rolling here, and let's start with the who do you guys think is the fifth best player on the board?
I have the tight end, Brody Patterson, out of Savannah State. He's 6'5", 250, and he's a playmaker. Much like another tight end that came from Savannah State that just got inducted to Hall of Fame not too long ago, Shannon Sharp. He has 88 speed, 86 agility, 90 acceleration, and he has an 89 catch rating. I mean, coming out of college, those are attributes that I think would just tear HK apart, because we're a league that we do rely on tight ends in this league, and he would fit right in somebody's program and turn their offense into a more lethal attack.
My number five pick would have to be free safety Jamarion Gibbs out of UT Chattanooga. He's 5'10", 203 pounds. Just looking at some of his attributes, he's a total playmaker. He gets the ball. He can score anytime. 88 spin move, 88 juke move. His just speed. He can cover his ass off. He can jump. Just a total playmaker that you can put at free safety or strong safety, and he can really totally turn your defense around, force some turnovers, help you help your defense make a lot of plays.
Now, both of you guys, both of those players are coming from smaller schools, and both of you have them in the top five. Do you think that they can actually contribute in Hard Knocks?
Gibbs, most definitely. Right out of the gate, you're talking about a guy who's got the speed to cover, you know, a lot of ground. And we've seen players like him in HK succeed. Marquez Dawson. Just one of the guys that has really excelled over in Cleveland. So, just looking at Jamarion, I think he really has a shot to do well in HK.
Same with Patterson. The only knocks I have on him are his awareness and his run block strength and his run block footwork. But as an overall grade for his run block, and this was 75, which is more than adequate. Because with this guy's ability to catch the ball and run, I don't see him being kept in too many times to block or protect. He's going to be out on routes, and if he can go to a system, a two tight end system that has a more of a blocking tight end, then they could really just utilize him in the passing game as a total mismatch for any safety or linebacker with that speed and height.
Yeah, he would definitely look good in Carolina blue. Well, going from five, let's go to four. CA, who you got for your fourth best player on the board?
My fourth pick, staying with the defense, we're going to go with the cornerback out of the zoo, Mizzou, Jimmy Price. The reason why I picked Price was mainly because of his speed. We're talking about a guy with 98 speed, 94 acceleration. Another guy that has good moves when he gets the ball. He can catch really well. His jump's pretty good. Looking at his covering skills, I mean, he's one of the top guys in the Big 12. You know, you talk about those spread offenses, you know, having to cover receivers. He did really well this year. He made first All-American team. And just looking at him, Jimmy Price, 6'2", 185. So we're talking about a guy that could immediately, another guy that could immediately start as your number one guy if you really need help.
Diddy, who do you got at your fourth best player? Is it the cornerback, or is it somebody different?
No, I'm going with just looking at how these guys will fit into HK and into what our league is, I have Damon Holsey, outside linebacker from University of Florida, as my number four guy, who has good speed for an outside linebacker, 83 speed, 81 strength, 82 agility. He has 85 acceleration, 77 awareness, and he has an 80 jump rating. And we all know how Madden is with these linebackers jumping. So he's going to be able to one-handed grab and knock down a bunch of passes in the pass game with an 80 jump from a linebacker. And he also is an 88 tackler. And this guy has an 85 play recognition. So he's going to fit right in. He's a big school guy playing big boy defense in SEC, which is the best defense played in the country, bar none.
Yeah.
The only knock on Holsey is that he stands at 6 foot, maybe measuring into like 5'11". But you've seen guys like London Fletcher and some of those smaller Zach Thomas type guys that just have a lot of instincts and heart, and that's what he has. And I could see him being a very productive player early in NHK.
Yeah, let's hope M.Dot Frisk, let's hope he doesn't fall to him at all. We'd all be in more trouble. Do you feel like he can really be like a London Fletcher type player? I mean,
this guy is from his awareness and his play recognition already, he's going to be all over the field making tackles, and he's fast enough, to hit some gaps wide open and be disruptive in the run game. His coverage is, as an outside linebacker, is okay. He has a 72 press rating. So, if you need to match him up in the slot or to have him jam up one of those tight ends coming off the line, he's going to be able to do it. I mean, he might not be able to cover him step for step, but he'll be able to hold him up. So maybe your pass rush can get there before a guy can get a pass off.
That's a pretty amazing rating, a 72 press for a linebacker. Well, let's go to number three. What do you have at number three, Diddy?
At three, I have Gerard Freeman, a strong safety out of Utah State. I believe that's who CA had at number five. He has high 80s in both the coverage, rankings, and as a strong safety, you don't see that a lot. You see these guys being able to hit and tackle, but a lot of times their coverage rating's low. So he's going to be a big plus in his acceleration, agility, and speed are through the roof also. So I just see this guy being a very good playmaker. He does have some knocks on him, but I just think he has a bunch of upside with that speed and those coverage ratings at the strong safety spot. The 87 hit power, he's going to force a lot of fumbles, so he's one of those strong safeties like Jai Boyd and Adrian Wilson and some of these other like Dickerson that you have that force fumbles, because when they hit you, they're bringing the wood.
Yeah, I love Dickerson. And everybody stay away from him. All right, CA, so who's your number three player on the board?
My number three is actually one of Diddy's guys, Brody Patterson, the tight end out of Savannah State. I really like Patterson, man. I mean, just seeing his attributes right away caught my eye. 88 speed, 90 acceleration. I've seen tape on him where, I mean, he gets the ball and he just runs. He lowers his shoulder and he just runs defenders over with an 80 truck rating. Can catch the ball. He runs great routes. Catches over the middle. Can catch, pretty much anything you throw. 88 spectacular catch. He gets off the line well. Pretty good jumping ability. He has the ability to stay on the field with 94 stamina, 90 injury, and as Diddy said before about his blocking, kind of makes teams take a second look at him. But I mean, he's the type of guy where you could line him up in the slot and he wouldn't even have to play the normal tight end position. He's one of the hybrid tight ends where you just you do whatever you want with him, and I think he would make an immediate impact on the and any offense in HK. So Patterson's my number three guy.
Now, Diddy, you had Patterson at 5 and CA had him at 3. Do you think that rating him at number 3 is a little bit high for the tight end? Or you think CA, he could very well go in the top 3?
Oh, he definitely could. I just have a little bit lower grade from him. He does have, just because of the small school deal, I don't know if how ready he is with that awareness and what he saw in competition, where he was by far the best player on the field in every game he played, and there was nobody that could go toe-to-toe with him. So I'd like to see what he, you know, could do against some of the big boys. He didn't get invited to the Senior Bowl, so he didn't play in that. So I didn't get a chance to see him play against top D1 competition. So that's the only reason I have him at 5 instead of higher on the board.
Does the tight end actually have any knocks on him that would put him at number 5 instead of number 3?
Well, you know, there are the obvious reasons, the pass blocking, the small school theory, but I talked to a couple of his coaches, and they actually, you know, kind of said that he knows that. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's got a lot, you know, he's got a lot of heart, and he wants to prove to people that he's, you know, he can be the next great tight end. So we'll see see what he can do in the NFL, you know.
Yeah, definitely those players with those chips on their shoulder, they come in ready to play and ready to prove themselves real. And I mean, prime example, somebody like Randy Moss back in the late 90s.
Great example.
Let's go to number 2. CA, who you got on your board for number 2?
My number 2 guy is, he's a beast. 6'8", 329 out of Memphis. The left tackle. Let's take a look at just some of his abilities.
Well, before you do that's a big, let's be honest, that's a big ass dude.
Yeah. You don't want to get caught in the trenches with this guy. And he's gonna knock your block off.
I don't even want to look at this guy.
Hell no. And we're talking about a guy with 92 strength. I mean, and he's smart. 81 awareness. You don't even have to dive into all his blocking abilities. I mean, he's really only got one knock, and that is his run block footwork. He works on that, and I mean, you're talking about a future Hall of Famer tackle. I mean, this guy, this is one of the best tackles I've seen in HK. The only thing that right now that's holding him back from being the number one for me is he gets tired real easily, and I mean, with that size, you can see, but he's got a 79 stamina, so he needs to work on his conditioning a little bit.
I'll tell you what, the little highlights I saw him, they were impressive.
Yeah, he can get out there and knock you on your ass, you know, so.
Definitely. Diddy, who do you got at number 2?
I have Tyree Reed, linebacker from, I believe it's Tulsa. 86 speed, 85 strength, 86 agility, 96 acceleration, with 82 awareness and a 90 tackle grade. This guy, again, is just going to fit right in to somebody's system and be a stud for the next 10 years. He does have a few knocks on him. I mean, he's a very talented player, but there's a few things that kept him from being number one on my board. He's not going to give you anything in the pass coverage game. His play recognition is low. He doesn't recognize plays as well as DeMond Holsey, who was better coached because he played in a better defense in the SEC at the University of Florida. His hit power is he needs to improve that. He's more of a grab and drag down type of tackler, but he is a sure tackler with the 90 rating. He's durable. He has good size. So those are the things that I think bump him above Holsey's, because he's more athletic player and, you know, and he's bigger and stronger. So, you know, those types of things are going to get you put higher on the board. I mean, he's a can't-miss guy. You're going to get your money's worth when you get him. But those 4 points that I were making are things that kept him at 2 instead of 1. and I flip-flopped thousands of times on whether him or the next guy that I have at one should be the number one overall guy, but I'm sticking with him at two right now.
Well, since you mentioned number one, let's go ahead and who's your number one guy on the board?
My number one guy is Jabbar Glover. I had a chance to watch this guy in action a couple times, and I haven't seen a left tackle this dominant since like a Jonathan Ogden. You know, this is a blindside guy. He's a left tackle. So most right-handed quarterbacks, you know, that we have in this league, you can drop back and not have to worry about getting hit in your back. This guy has a 90 block rating, and he has a 90 impact block, and he specializes. His footwork is great at pass blocking. He does have an 89 run blocking rating, so it's not like he's going to be a liability in the run game. Obviously, his size, 6'8", 329 pounds. I mean, come on. This dude is a franchise tackle. And like CA says, if he can stay healthy, he's going to wind up in Canton.
All right, CA, so who do you got at number one?
My number one is Diddy's number two, Tyre Reed. We're talking about a guy with 86 speed, 96 acceleration. The reason why I put him number one is I wanted to put Glover, but so many times we've seen a linebacker get taken in the top three that I just figured that the top pick would probably be a linebacker. Just looking over some of his attributes, the guy's strong, 85 strength. But the thing that sticks out with him is he's a form tackler. You know, going from the peewees on up, you're always taught, you know, to get down and wrap up. A lot of these guys nowadays, they're coming in full speed and they want that power hit. They want that sexy, that knock, you know, knock the guy out. This guy gets down and he tackles. He can run in and get to the quarterback. 85 power move, 87 finesse move. He can get off of tackles quickly, 86, he can get off of blocks quickly, 86 block shed. There is a knock on him with his abilities to pursue plays and his play recognition and his ability to cover in the pass game. But I think with the right amount of teaching in the NFL, you know, you can kind of, you'll be able to get by with him. And if he ends up with the right person, their stick skills will be able to take that away, kind of.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, looking over both you guys' top fives, they're pretty similar. There's a couple differences. CA, you had the free safety, and Diddy had the strong safety. The one thing that keeps standing out to me is a lot of these guys seem like workout warriors. You know, you got a guy from Chattanooga, you got a guy from Savannah State, you got a Utah State guy, a Tulsa guy. I keep going back to, can these guys contribute right now in Hard Knocks?
Most definitely. Just looking at over tapes of them, I mean, and I'm sure Diddy has too. I've took time to, you know, I mean, they haven't had top-notch competition, most of them, but this whole board, I went over. We've got 10 guys out of really small schools in the top 40. So the big name schools are lacking, but it's not their fault. You know, I mean, these guys have gotten themselves ready and they've done the things that they were told to do in order to prepare for the NFL, and all their hard work has paid off for them. So, yeah.
Yeah, with guys like Patterson, when he came out of high school, you know, he came out as a 6'2", 215-pound tight end. He hit a major growth spurt while he was at Savannah State. He's 6'5", 250, and he's a beast now. You look at guys like Glover and Reed, who had to go JUCO route first, and then they end up at places like Tulsa and Memphis because they, you know, they got their hands on them first. So it's not that these guys don't have the ability level to compete. It's just, you know, that's where they ended up going to school, and they've shined, and, you know, they've dazzled us you know, the NFL scouts with their ability. You know, you're not going to fool 32 scouts because along with me and CA, I believe our top five matches, a lot of top fives across the NFL.
Yeah, and I think you guys did a fantastic job in putting together these top fives. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to bust out the first-round mock draft for the 2016 Hard Knocks draft.